We are faced with a clear moral issue. The issue is justice. What is justice? I'm not going to tell you a story, I'm going to tell you an example, something that happened in the Second World War at the concentration camp of Dachau, about a man who was just. There was very little to eat. The cooks were fellow prisoners. As the inmates passed by the cooks, most of the cooks took from the bottom of the kettle to give the potatoes and the vegetables to their friends, to their fellow countrymen. But there was one cook, just one cook, who never looked up at who passed before him, but gave an equal bowl of soup to every single human being who went past that line. He gave them literally an equal chance at life. That is justice. Justice doesn't see things like the color of a man's skin, but justice does see that we are all equally human, all equally created in the image of God, all equally deserving an equal chance at life. That is justice. I want to answer the question that has been raised about property rights being taken away. I did a little research on the child labor laws and the controversies that surrounded the enactment of those laws. Do you realize what was the major argument against the passage of these laws, which would prohibit children from 11, 12, 13 years old working 12, 13, 14 hours a day in factories? What was the greatest objection? That the rights of parents were being taken away. The rights of parents. The right in the home was taken away. Now, calmly, 40 years later, looking back upon all this, what rights were taken away? The right of a parent to send a child for 12, 13 hours a day to work in a factory. Rather, great freedoms were given. The freedom of children to be educated. The freedom to live their lives outside of factory walls. The freedom not to be a slave to work. The same cries were raised about sacred rights being taken away. No rights were taken away. There is no right to discriminate. There's no right to segregate. And just as there was no right to send children to 12, 13, 14 hours a day into a factory, I submit there is no right now to discriminate, to segregate, to treat a Negro as less than a fellow human being.